I know you lost your brother. That sucks.
Should have killed the dog.
And staying with the Lebanese theme now, but heading back home, the combination Redemption is the final film I'll talk about today. It's the sequel to the 2009 film The Combination, written by and starring George Bascher, directed by David Field. Since The Combination, there have been other films and TV shows that have tried to tell similar stories about migrants and the suburbs, crime and racism. None have done it quite as well, I don't think. The sequel revisits Bascher's character, John, a gravelly-voiced hard man who's haunted by his brother's gangland assassination. He's battling anger management issues and works as a trainer at the local boxing gym, avoiding trouble, but then trouble finds him. He finds himself caught between some brutal local gangsters looking for a bag of missing cash, a local white supremacist cell, and he's also dating his therapist, played by Abi Aziz in a strong performance, whose Muslim parents don't approve that he's a Lebanese Christian. All of this comes from a very authentic place. It's a film packed with action and melodrama, but I think it needed another script polish. And the cinematographer of the first film, Toby Oliver, has since moved to LA, where he has since shot the Best Picture-nominated Get Out. Nothing wrong with the way this is shot particularly, but I did miss his impressionistic, almost Fauvist images of Western Sydney. There's enough here to please the hardcore fans of the first film, like me, who want to see where the characters have ended up, but not much more for a crossover audience. The Combination Redemption is out now.